So this is where it starts. Is this clear? Okay. Hello and welcome to Why Is Harriet Crying? We're back. We're filming again. Was that really loud? Because you just put your hands towards your ears like that hurt your ears. Okay. We've got Bobby Mayer here, my husband. And
hello.
Co-host Sunil Patel, as always.
Hello.
We got lots of feedback from the last Facebook Live, mainly you seemed tense.
Me?
Was that the feedback?
Oh, yeah, you seemed palpably.
Everybody seemed palpably tense on camera.
I thought it was fine.
Yes, but I think we were all very tense. There was a real awkwardness in the air.
Oh, that's a shame.
That might just be your general mood.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, maybe they just saw for the first time the...
How you all right saw it.
Saw the real awkwardness and how it actually is. How have you been, Sunil?
Oh, very well, thanks. Yeah. I've been busy. Been in Wales for a couple of weeks.
Going to Wales so many times.
Love Wales. Went to Aberystwyth and then Brecon.
Which is your favourite?
Out of those two?
Yeah.
Well, they're very different places. One's sea and one is land.
Very politician-y of you.
Yeah, very
couldn't pick a favourite.
Are you going to run for office in Wales?
Yeah, I think somebody is planning a political move.
I only spent one night in Brecon. Not even one night, just there and back. But Aberystwyth's lovely. Always enjoy it there. And I did a musical there.
Yeah, so I think we need to explain this maybe a little bit. So you did a song from a musical.
From the musical Annie.
And you could have picked any musical and you picked Annie.
Well, we were trying to find the shortest, easiest song to do, which wouldn't involve that much singing.
What song was it?
Hard Knock Life, but the 2014 version with Jamie Foxx.
Harriet actually hates if someone sings that song to her.
Yeah,
really?
I've
Why?
Banned Bobby from singing Annie.
Why?
It's just weird when Bobby does it because he looks a bit like the character Annie.
Do you know
the
words?
So he'd sing it in the streets.
Like
he does. There's like an Annie-ness, like an orphan
She's
kind of ginger
hair.
Vibe. And it's like, I just find it really upsetting.
You know how we should end the podcast?
No.
Yes.
No, please.
Still,
I really,
let's end it.
Do you know
it
all the words?
I might have to look at a phone.
No, it's not Hard Knock Life that you sing. It's Tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, but I can sing Hard Knock Life.
You can do the Jay-Z verse.
I don't even know that.
We can look it up.
Okay.
All right, we'll sing it to you.
Yeah. But you've got a video of this, and I don't want you shouldn't
have a
video. I
bootlegged a copy. I wasn't meant to have a copy, but I found a copy. Everyone was talking about it, and I managed to get a copy of the video.
Well, no one should
from Aberystwyth.
You shouldn't have that copy. No one should have sent you that copy.
Yeah, well, I got sent it by a source on the ground. I'm very happy about
it,
and I'm using it as a blackmailing technique. I used it in a WhatsApp group as
to
leverage.
Who? Oh, to me.
And that shut you up pretty quick.
I have to be nice to you now.
Basically, you're under my thumb.
Such a vague instruction.
Yeah.
Just be nice.
Yeah.
I never reply to WhatsApp groups. I think that's the only way I could be blackmailed is if someone had something on me and they made me converse.
Yeah, okay, yeah. If you ignore it, then
I just read everybody, and people would be upset, and I'm like, oh, they seem upset. Oh, yeah, I should say something about how upset they are, and then I'm like, nah, I'll just let them sink.
I'm not in any WhatsApp groups where people are upset, or maybe I just don't notice it. Mostly just...
I think you just try and avoid it.
How many groups are you in?
So many. They get set up and disbanded so often.
Sunil has many friendship groups, though. We know this. He's a real slut. A real friendship slut.
Yeah, you are a friend slut.
Yeah,
but I'm older than
it's
you, so I've got a lot of different groups of friends.
No,
you're
it's
not
like,
that old.
You can't
hate
it's like a gambling technique. You put a little something in everything, just hoping that you win
for
big.
Having friends.
Yeah, you can hate someone for having so many friends that it seems like, well, I think they're friends with everyone they meet.
You just don't feel special. Do you know what I mean?
It makes you feel very undervalued, actually. Yeah.
Like, for instance, how many podcasts are you doing at the moment? Interesting.
As a permanent host?
Yeah.
Two.
Well, how many podcasts have you done in the last week, shall we say?
Well, I've been a guest on someone else's, so I've done
three podcasts,
including this one.
Do you think he's watering himself down a little bit in the podcast
I'm
market?
I'm allowed to do other people's podcasts.
Yes.
If you promote our podcast, did you promote it?
Yes.
What did you say?
I said I do another podcast called Why Is Harriet Crying?
Great.
Maybe the fact that you started the podcast together and only put your name in the title is part of the reason
There's
he doesn't feel...
There's actually a further thing that didn't make the cut. It was, why is Harriet crying because of Sunil Patel? That got cut off because it didn't fit in the logo.
But I'm just saying...
That is the full title, actually.
How many podcasts have you done in the last 2 weeks?
This is the only podcast.
You're not getting invited onto other
I have, but I've been ignoring a lot of things.
I think you should not... It seems unfair to punish Sunil for being more successful than you in the podcast world.
It's my world.
He's doing one with the BBC. He's doing a proper podcast. It's going to have actual listeners and stuff. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's fair to feel threatened by that.
Why would you be? I'll still do this one.
Will you though? But when you're a big podcaster, less frequently, exactly. Yeah.
He'll remember the little guys.
Yeah.
Maybe we can condense the way we do this. Maybe do a couple on one day, so I don't have to come down.
This is what he's trying to push for. He's trying to get it all filmed in one day, so we can do podcast every day, different podcast every day. You know.
Yeah, I get that though.
Well, no, it's because my housemate has just started doing a podcast, Evelyn.
Yeah.
And she does like.
We know Evelyn.
She does two a day.
Every day.
She's been two a day, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. She's been doing a couple of days.
She is churning out the podcasts. That's fantastic.
How well many are they releasing every week then?
I think they're releasing one or two a week, I think.
Stockpiling.
Right. It's called Rice to Meet You.
Yes, I would like to listen to it, and I saw some clips on Twitter.
Yes, but I don't think either of you would be invited.
Though. No, okay, Evelyn has actually already invited me.
Has she? What would you have to discuss? It's got to do with Asian stuff, hasn't it?
I mean, I guess I'll talk about my experience with the Asian community.
Why haven't I been asked?
You haven't seen her, probably.
The only experience you have with the Asian community is doing a podcast with me.
Yeah, well, I've got a lot to talk about there.
Well, I'm not representing.
I've got a lot to say about the Asian community, if anybody is interested.
Well, I went on it and I had absolutely nothing to say about the Asian community. It was an absolute...
Yeah, you know less about the Asian community than most.
If we take a soundbite from this week's podcast, I hope it's just you saying, I have a lot to say about the Asian community.
Got that, Elliot? That's the clip we released.
Yeah, no. Yes. See, this is what I mean. You're trying to bring down this podcast. You're trying to tarnish it so that you can escape.
What do you mean bring down this podcast?
You want to bring it down so that you can escape to other podcasts.
I don't want to escape to other podcasts. I've invested in equipment for this podcast. Elliot's bought a flag. I can't leave now.
No, you can't. We're a bit worried that this video does look like a terrorist video.
Who are we going to behead?
Because of the way that we're set up and the flag behind us. It does have a real terrorist vibe.
I definitely have a white terrorist vibe.
Yeah.
Who's holding who hostage? That's it.
I'm holding both of you hostage.
Yeah.
Even though I'm the guest. Yeah. I made a flag for my hostage. Yeah. Why is Harriet crying? Because of me.
Because I'm
taking her hostage.
I'm being held hostage
in our house. Yeah. With her friend, Sunil.
And we've got different table decorations today. I don't know if people have been
taking this is my piggy bank.
Attention. Bobby's piggy bank.
Is there anything in it?
Money.
Yeah.
There's a tiny little Russian doll, which isn't actually a Russian doll because you can't put anything inside it, but it's shaped like a Russian doll. And a gingerbread carrot. Fuck off, Bobby. I told you not to vape.
What can I vape?
You know what? You did that in my face on purpose, Bobby. And also, don't put it on the table because it doesn't go with our table decorations.
But,
Harriet. Me and Elliot have curated, again, the table decorations.
I'm in my own house. I can vape in my own house.
Bobby, there's a reason you haven't been on this podcast for a while. And
Stop fighting me on the podcast.
Bobby, don't
That's unfair
vape.
To fight, Harriet.
Stop vaping. You are not... You are... Bobby! Don't blow it in my face, Bobby. I know you're going to. Please don't.
What's wrong with vaping?
I hope it turns out vape does kill.
Does this happen?
Oh, great. You're so committed to winning this argument that you want me to die early?
Well, the research hasn't been conclusive.
So you want to talk about what you've done?
All we've done today, we went swimming. That's kind of
No, it's what you've done in the last couple of weeks.
I'm really working on being healthy.
Okay.
Bobby's trying to work on being healthy. We went swimming.
Yeah, so lengths. I joined a gym yesterday.
Nice.
Nutfield. Where's Nutfield? Where's that from?
It's just a company.
Oh, okay.
Nutfield. It's Nuffield. A place. It's near Sheffield.
Oh. Nutfield.
Lots of squirrels.
I don't know if it is. There.
Nutfield. Bobby joined them.
I joined Nutfield. I'm doing light workouts to get into it, but I think eventually I'll be quite hench.
Is someone showing you how to do the workouts? You're
no.
just getting involved.
No, I don't like having a personal trainer. I don't like being yelled at, and I don't like being told to move faster.
What are you doing? What are the workouts you're doing?
I did the machines. You just do all the arm machines, and the other day you do all the leg machines. I don't fuck with free weights.
I found an interesting fact about what Bobby does while he's at the gym as well today. He listens to music loudly, and he sings. As he listens to it, which must be so nice for everyone else in Jimmy sings what along.
Beyonce. So I'm just on that. You know the machine that's like skiing where all your limbs move?
Doing impressions. So you're doing you're skiing.
Who runs the world? Girls. Who runs the world? Girls. Who runs the world? Girls.
Somebody's just going to do their weights.
Girls run the world.
You and
Where are you at this point?
No, actually, well, I did 15 minutes on that machine just to get warmed up.
A lot of Beyonce songs.
And then, well, three, actually. And then there was a guy beside me, and he was doing an hour and a half on the same machine at a higher at a higher resistance level than I was. And I thought, wow, I'm
really...
Was
he hench?
No, that was the pathetic part. I thought I looked better than him, but he was much more in shape.
Right, okay.
Was he singing?
No. He was just thinking about how boring his life is that it's a free hour and a half.
An hour and a half doing that.
Yeah.
An hour and a half. That's a lot of a Sunday, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, the worst part today was I was walking into the change room and this little boy ran in behind me and he was like four and he was alone.
Mm.
And there's always that weird thing when you're alone with a child. And I'm like, I don't want to be alone in a change room with this random child. This is no. And then I said, you're right. He said, yeah. And then I poked my head out to see where his family was. And then his dad and his brother came. And I said, oh, yeah, it was. But before I could talk to the dad, the kid ran up and said, Daddy, this man talked to me. Stop throwing me under the bus, kid. And then the dad looks at me, sizing me up, like, is this man trying to ruin my life? And I before he could come at me with, I'm a pedophile, I went at him with, well, yeah, he was alone in the change room, so I was concerned.
Oh, good technique.
So yeah,
don't come at me with those eyes.
I'll come at you with your bad parent. You don't know who's out here.
Do you think you might have been assuming something? Do you think maybe you reacted quite
Listen,
strongly?
I'm a raccoon. I'm a nice animal to look at, but you put me in a corner, I will bite you. Okay.
That's great. What I liked is when we were going to the swimming pool and Bobby was wearing his shorts. He slept in just his regular shorts.
They weren't shorts I slept in, actually. I changed into them.
He changed into, so just regular.
Oh, no, wait, I did. Okay. Yeah, I slept in them. Okay.
Cotton shorts.
Cotton shorts,
and then
yes.
Cotton, his little cotton shorts. And as we were leaving, I said, oh, have you got swimming trunks? And he said, I'm wearing shorts. And he thought that they were...
You're just going to pop out the pool.
And yeah, what's the problem?
Wouldn't they be soaking wet?
Unexpectedly long chat about why you can't wear cotton shorts in a swimming pool and why swimming trunks are different material to shorts.
Okay, well, look, I go to the gym to be as healthy as I can be. That's why I'm a gym bunny. And
2 days.
And sometimes when I swim lengths, I started going...
4 lengths today.
I've found it's a bit easy.
Yeah.
And you don't really get tired. But I thought, why not? If I weigh myself down with these cotton shorts, well, at least I'll be able to challenge myself, you know, and it'll stay difficult. Whereas Harriet, a bit out of shape.
But why don't you just do more lengths?
Why not do less lengths with weight around your waist?
High intensity.
Would you say you are very splashy or extremely splashy when you're swimming in a pool?
I swim like a man who's drowning.
Who taught you how to swim?
I took lessons as a kid, but I failed every swimming lesson. Took it again. Passed the second time.
Right.
Failed. Took it again. I'm not a natural swimmer.
No. Okay. You can do backstroke, though.
Yeah.
That's an easy one.
I can do all the strokes, just not well or succinctly.
Right. Okay. Why are you out of shape?
I'm not out of shape. I swam 50 lengths today.
50?
50. Because of the weight that I had on me, I swam like one.
But you ended up wearing the swimming trunks. Once I explained what swimming trunks are. But I don't understand how you got so old and didn't know. There's gaps in your knowledge of things you don't know. Like you didn't know swimming trunks were.
You must have known because you've been on holiday.
Yeah, but I just didn't think it mattered. I didn't realize that the weight difference was
different
that much.
No, but it's the fact you've got to walk home in wet shorts.
Oh, no, they have this amazing machine at the gym, right?
Really? What, dry stuff?
So you put your...
You speak about it like it's a new technology. I think knows the dry...
The
one that you put your trunks into, you know, the spinny thing.
Okay.
He's amazed by it. Absolutely amazed.
So we have a dryer at this house, but every time we dry our clothes at this house...
Yeah.
You know, that's using electricity I have to pay for. But I've already bought this gym membership now where there's this amazing machine that one at a time I can take my wet laundry there, put it in, hold it down for like a minute, and it's going to dry my clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah, will I have a horde of naked men holding wet bathing suits behind me? I will. But I've really found a gap in the gym
Nowhere is there a sign that says you cannot dry all of your laundry at this gym.
No, but where is the gym? How far is the gym?
It's a 5-minute walk or a 2-minute sprint.
You could, but then
3-minute sprint with laundry.
But okay, we have a washing machine and a tumble dryer.
Yeah, but the dryer is costing us money every time we use it.
So you are going to take an individually slightly dry, because it never completely dries.
It does completely dry. You have to move it around. You do 10 seconds. It says 5 to 10. You do 10 seconds. Then you take it out. You move it around 10 more seconds. Take it out, move it around 10 more seconds. It's dry.
The time you're spending on that. Yeah, I mean, how much does it cost to dry it here? Like 12p?
I haven't done the numbers.
It'd be very low. But
you think your time is worth 12p?
My time is worth nothing.
That's where you've got them.
I'm coasting in life. I have worthless time.
You're very upset about the showers as well.
The showers smell like you're inside an asshole. Mm. And also, okay, how is it that we're trying to take down the patriarchy, but for some reason, Harriet showers in the gym have these beautiful glass doors where the women don't have to look at each other, and the men's showers are just these stalls with no curtain, and I have to look at all the other men. I just stare at some weaselly little dick for 5 minutes while I wash my body.
That is strange, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think you're quite clear about what we're trying to do with taking down the patriarchy, but
what
we're
trying to do. Okay, fine, that's not what I meant.
It's not a priority, I think, maybe.
I'm just saying, why do you get nicer shit?
Yeah.
Well, we don't deserve to be paid more or
I'm saying
not assaulted.
You deserve.
We have frosted glass doors.
That is nice, though. What were you doing in there?
No,
just
she told me.
Oh, right.
I tried to get her to take a photo.
I said I can't take a photo in the gym of the
showers. So I could post on social media this discrepancy and how much nicer their bathroom is, but apparently you're not allowed to take photos in the bathroom of the gym. Then I'd lose my gym membership and that would be a lot of money wasted.
Nutfield Health, you wouldn't be able to go anymore.
Nutfield Health.
Nutfield, love it. Big gym
I don't think I've ever paid for gym membership. I haven't, no.
What do you mean you haven't paid? What, you
I've
just go without paying?
No, I've never done a gym workout.
What would you want to do at the gym? What would be your...
How do you stay fit then? How do you stay in such excellent shape? What's your secret?
I just walk everywhere.
No, you don't.
You didn't walk here.
I walked here.
From the train station,
I do roughly 7,000 to 10,000 steps a day.
That's not a lot, actually.
Isn't it?
I guess it's all right.
Imagine, here's would be awful.
It's not good if you're walking from milkshake shop to donut shop,
though. I don't, though. It would be awful.
Do a step counter because if I do a step counter on my phone, then I start mentally counting every step and it's torture.
Yeah, okay.
Because
yeah,
I know that I'm counting. So I think 1, 2, 3, 4. And I'm like, oh God, I'm going to count to 8,000 today.
Then you don't have to do it because the phone does it.
I know, but if I know the phone's counting,
I count. Get competitive about it.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
It's a hell. I would not wish on my worst enemy.
Of all the things.
You wanted to know how I've been this week. I've been very sad. Yeah. I've experienced a great loss.
Pizza Express.
Yes, thank you. Pizza Express.
But it hasn't
gone
yet. It hasn't gone yet.
No, it's
They've
in trouble.
They've got £1.6 million of debt in each branch. How many pizzas is that we have to eat in order to save Pizza Express? I've been twice in the last week. And I'll tell you this, King's Cross Pizza Express, very busy. People really trying to help.
But it's always, yeah, I don't think it's going to shut down entirely. I think they'll probably just shut down a few branches.
No, I need it in every place.
You do, do you?
Everywhere I go, I know I can get it.
I just like that between Extinction Rebellion and Pizza Express,
this
you've chosen Pizza Express.
I'm supporting the wrong people.
Yeah, but that you've chosen that cause over Extinction Rebellion.
I think this is going to affect me more than climate change. I think the whole world will be a pizza oven.
You can go to other pizza places.
The whole world will be a pizza. Harriet, climate change is a dream because you can cook a pizza on a rock.
No, I'm very against climate change, but
I don't understand.
Pizza Express has really taken over.
But what's the appeal of Pizza Express for you? I know you love it, but...
So much of my life has been spent in a Pizza Express.
But why?
My age 12, my birthday, just got my ears pierced. Went to Pizza Express, had a margarita pizza.
Okay.
There were not many pizzas I could eat, because they'd have big tomatoes on.
Hmm.
Like, even if they say that it's smooth, they'd often have big tomatoes in the paste.
Yeah. Wait, and do I you just like big tomatoes?
Plain, no, I don't
like
big tomatoes.
So you're saying it's the only place that has not big tomatoes in the paste?
Not big tomatoes in the paste. You never have to worry
no
about
one else
that.
Does
I've
that.
Never come across... No, they do now. Like, they do now, yeah. But it was not a thing.
Well, Pizza Express started the trend, apparently.
Of having just passata.
Yeah, and there was nowhere I could go. I'd go for an Indian and I'd have rice. Plain rice. Maybe if we had it at home, I'd put some sweet corn in. And so I'd have rice and sweet corn. And so a meal out at Pizza Express was a real treat for
me. Oh, I see, because it's the only place you could eat out without
allergies. With all your allergies.
Yeah.
But now you're fine. You've got other places.
Yeah, but but Pizza Express is so good for vegans. It's so good with vouchers. It's so good for the family.
That's why it's going under, though.
No.
Yeah. No. Every main costs £5. Yeah. What could go wrong?
And we never drink there whenever I go with you, so they can make any margin off us. It's not a charity.
I don't see it as a charity. I've been supporting it. I've just been throwing all week. I've been eating at Pizza Express.
Do you think we should unload our savings on Pizza Express?
I've been spending a lot of money. I bought you Pizza Express. I had it with
Pizza Express isn't going to disappear. It's going to It's not going to go under completely. Some branches will still be there, but they won't be everywhere. Because
they're not
they don't
taking
make enough
this
money.
Is the problem. It's people not taking it seriously.
Who's
this is exactly
to
the problem.
Take it seriously?
Pizza Express themselves. I tweeted them, and they replied like a jokey tweet
what
about
did they
my
say?
Tweet. I'll show you. I was really upset. Because I made a serious tweet.
Very hard to know when you're being serious or not sometimes.
It's my voice, but I'm being serious. No, I have a sarcastic voice, but
yeah,
I'm being deadly serious.
Voice.
But I'm very
and
worried.
On paper, you have a sarcastic voice.
I'm very worried. That's my photo of Pizza Express. Very busy. Very busy, actually, turning people away.
But it often
is King's Cross.
At meal times.
No, it is now because everyone's out supporting it.
All right, go on then. What's this tweet?
So this is me. Made a video about Pizza Express.
I saw that. You
Pizza
cried.
Express replied, "Thank you. Please tell us." Heart face emoji. "Please tell us you were humming the Whitney Houston song when you wrote that tweet." And
they don't seem too concerned about.
This
going
is what
under.
I said. I said, "Please, Pizza Express, you must get off Twitter and start taking this seriously."
What if was the video? What did you say in the video?
Bobby sang "I Will Always Love You" by Whitney Houston.
While Harriet ate Pizza Express.
While I ate Pizza Express and I kissed the pizza.
What else are they supposed to do to that video? With that video.
Say thank you for the support. It's people like you that will keep it. Please keep promoting. Like, why are they just joking around? And why are they on Twitter? They've got more important things to do.
They're in denial. Listen, they're in denial. What are you doing?
Sorry, what are you doing there?
Do you have to make a call?
Make a phone call, yeah.
Okay.
Private.
Sorry.
Anyway, I'm very worried and I wish that people were taking it more seriously.
I think it'll be fine. I'm not worried about it at all.
I don't know if it's going to be fine. I don't know if it is.
Well, what's fine to you? Just every single branch staying open and
yes.
losing money?
Yes. Thank you. That's what I'd like. Thank you.
I think if it went away, it'd be good for you.
No.
You'd have to find and think of different ways of finding food. Keep you on your feet. Keep you sharp.
I would never. People were like, why didn't you just go to Bella Italia? Fuck off.
Why not?
It's not the same. It's very different. The standard is much poorer.
What about Ask?
Have you ever been to Prezzo?
No. No, it's
they
the
make the
thing,
grossest right? carbonara I've ever had in my life. If anyone that works at Prezzo is listening.
All those places...
No, it's garbage. Their carbonara, the bacon they put in it is disgusting.
All the places are garbage.
It's
all
creamy.
Garbage, yeah.
No, Ask Italian actually has a very good carbonara.
Is it?
Yes.
What about the carbonara?
As opposed to what? As opposed to the great Italian food you know how to make, Sunil?
What about the carbonara pizza at Pizza Express?
The carbonara pizza at Pizza Express is my favorite pizza I've ever had.
Thank you,
Bobby.
Oh,
you're both
Bobby.
Involved in
Thank
this.
You. Takes, yeah, we're both involved okay. in this.
It takes
yes.
every... This is a white
yeah.
cause.
Yeah, very involved, actually.
Keeping Pizza Express only is a purely white cause.
Yeah. Right. People might say that maybe I'm putting all my energies away from things like Brexit and the Extinction Rebellion and putting them into something
things,
that's...
the
done,
white middle-class rebellion.
Yeah.
Pizza Express.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, my God. Sorry.
What just happened?
My watch just spoke.
What did it say?
It said, I can't find that.
You know you can turn that off.
Please turn it off.
Not now, but...
Okay. Yeah.
What a terrible week.
So it's been a really bad week. And last time, the second to last time I saw you after the podcast, I have a bone to pick with you about it.
Mm.
Because we were sat and you made a very... Fuck off, Bobby! Stop it! I'm trying to talk seriously to Sunil.
Asked me to be on the podcast. You don't want me to be me.
Is done.
I don't think this is going to be serious, but go on.
I am being deadly serious.
Deadly?
You're smiling as you say it.
Because you're making me nervous. Because I feel embarrassed about what I'm going to say. Because you shamed me and humiliated me. And you made up a lie that I couldn't deny.
So
I was sat next to you on a bench I'm so embarrassed, I can hardly cope. When we were in at Museum of Comedy and you said...
It's
a comedy show. And then we were sat in the corner with a comedian I won't name because I don't want him to be shamed as well and involved in this. And you said, Harriet, did you just fart? And then I said... said, no, I didn't. And then you said, the bench just moved.
I don't even remember. How has this been dwelling on? Why has this been on your mind for 2 weeks? My memory
because of how humiliating it was.
You felt humiliated at that?
I felt so humiliated because you just said, did you just fart? Which is something no one has ever said to me before.
No one's ever said that to you?
No one's ever said that to me
before. Bobby, you've never said that to her?
She literally never has farted in front of me.
In
7 years.
Where do you do your farts?
I don't. It's too humiliating. It's too humiliating.
She uses the word, when we fight, she uses the word humiliating a lot. And I just like to shine a light, like she says often that I humiliate her. I would like to shine a light on the fact that your idea of humiliation is everyone else's idea of a conversation.
It's a very low
I'd like to recreate it. We're sat on the bench and you just turned in front of our colleague and said, did you just fart? Like,
yeah.
Why is that a normal thing to do?
I don't know.
What kind of power play is that?
It's not a power play. I genuinely thought it made a noise. So I was like, did you just fart?
Why would you do that?
I should have ignored it.
It was so
upsetting. Yeah, I should have ignored your fart.
It wasn't a fart. Sometimes my stomach like makes a noise.
No, it's because you sat down. I think you rubbed the bench with whatever you had on your back.
And then you said you made it vibrate. You said the force of it made the bench vibrate.
Like that. I think that's
and then I felt
I think it was
so
just something
humiliated.
Rubbing. You didn't fart.
I know I didn't.
Oh,
I know I
this
didn't.
This is awful. So I can't even look you in the eye. This is so weird.
Okay, let's talk about the level of emotion you feel.
So
what
stressful.
Is happening?
Okay, Harriet.
It was so horrible and I felt so embarrassed.
1 to 10.
I didn't know what to do.
1 to 10. What level of shame?
10.
You
have... I found 10.
You can't go immediately to 10.
I found 10.
You can't
I
just have
shame.
Small... But everything you do goes straight
shame.
To...
Ten.
You can't have 10 shame.
But Harriet feels 10... Okay, anything slightly shameful...
Is straight to 10.
Harriet feels 10. Yeah. And then she says to me, you made me feel
okay,
10 shame.
Okay, let's not try and make this so that you win an argument.
You made me feel 10 shame.
But you're saying
you made me feel 10 shame. And so now I'm bringing on this podcast...
Stop calling it 10 shame.
10 shame.
I think it shouldn't be 10 shame. If it is anything,
what
it should
number
be like
would
two
it be?
Shame.
10 shame.
2 shame if you feel
no,
any.
But I think you have to really look at your behaviour as to why you.
Why are you putting this on me? You farted
fart.
On a bench.
I didn't fart on a bench.
You might have.
We still don't know if you
I
did
didn't.
Or not.
I am telling you, I didn't.
But
you
we can't trust
remember.
You because you're saying you've never done it.
I haven't. Please.
You've never farted.
Please, never, never.
What's
I
harder to believe
know.
That you farted on a bench or you've never farted?
Yeah. Your body is differently.
Where's it going?
Works differently.
Where's all the gas going?
I'm a very uptight person.
Does it come out your mouth then? Do you fart at your mouth?
Don't.
I've
don't.
Never seen you burp, actually.
Don't. I don't burp either.
Where's it? Are you joking?
I've never.
You're going to die early.
I keep it all inside.
You're
where
weird.
It should be. Inside. What was
that
noise? Was
that no, I'm cat? Just I live with people who fart, so I assumed that you would fart as well.
Sorry, I think
I know people. Everyone
we
farts.
We might have a delivery. Hang on, sorry, Elliot. Could you just go check something quickly?
Wait, would Elliot sent the delivery boy?
Sorry.
Does it have to come in now?
I don't know.
You think someone's at the door?
Oh maybe right.
I think I just got a message. I didn't want to get out. Look!
You are joking. Did you just order this?
Yeah, I ordered it.
How do you know it's going to get here bang on
time? I timed
it.
I know how long they take.
Wait, I mean, can we be clear to anyone listening or watching that our flatmates brought the pizza up? We didn't just have it out. It wasn't just outside as a prop. That's like a ridiculous...
It should
like...
still be hot. It's not a prop. It just arrived. It should still be very warm.
Well, how can you
look,
tell?
You
I didn't even
see
hear
the
door.
Steam on it.
I didn't
see,
even
that
hear
is
the
a
door.
Problem, actually. There is a big tomato on that. They put it on the fucking vegan ones.
Well,
okay. Do you want a dough ball?
I can't eat a pizza while we talk. This is terrible.
Well, I just wanted to support Pizza Express.
You can't just give them all your money.
I know, but, no, maybe but we're going to have to move.
What do you mean you have to move?
Because I keep buying Pizza Express.
I didn't even know they did delivery.
They do. Well, now everybody knows.
I'm not going to apologise for accusing you of farting.
Well, that.
But I think you should have a... Are we going to eat this now?
I'm just saying, have a dough ball. Do what you want.
Can we not?
How delicious it is. You don't have to.
Okay, you can.
Okay, I'm going to tell you a sad story that I found. Do you want to hear one?
Go on.
Okay. The moment readers realise their cat loves them.
That's not a sad story. is immediately not a
this
sad
This is
thing.
Really going to get you. You're going to feel emotion about this. You're finally going to feel emotion. Cats, it turns out, love humans more than we thought. According to research from a university.
Oh, really?
Yeah, real research. So felines form close emotional attachments to people who look after them, much like babies. Many cat owners will know this already. One Twitter user called Fletch Williams said her cat brought her a tissue when she was sick in bed. Something he only did a few times and never when they were well. Do you not find that amazing?
This is called Sad Story.
Do you not find that mad? Do you not find that mad?
Mad or amazing?
Amazing.
Sure. Sure, what?
Why a cat brought a tissue.
I'm glad at least you found the story before we did the podcast.
How does a cat even carry a tissue?
In his mouth.
Obviously, it doesn't have thumbs.
Did you not know?
No, but a woman called Elizabeth said her cat would stroke her hand with his paw while she led. One girl said, my boyfriend broke up with me when I was 16. This woman is from Italy. She said, my cat came to me while I was crying alone in the house. She licked the tears on my face and then curled up on my lap. I really appreciated it.
But you don't know if it would have done that anyway. Weird. It was just hungry.
Yeah.
If you die, your cat will eat you within like a day.
Yeah.
No, Isla wouldn't.
You keep saying that, but...
A lady went into hospital with a heart condition and her cat, Grunty Poo, wouldn't eat and only slept on the t-shirt I left for her.
That's quite sad, isn't it?
Do you not feel anything?
I think it's nice that people like
Can
their cats.
Can you stop noisily opening that box, please? I'm trying to talk a story about...
Talk a story?
I'm trying to... Sunil's panic eating. Will you please look? Do you not realise how amazing this is?
What's so amazing about it?
Cats love humans like people, like a baby. Like people people don't understand how much love animals have.
So
and
instead of having a baby, you'd just buy cats?
This cat refused food and just wanted love. This cat just sits in perpetual judgment. That's
what?
I don't know. That's a different thing. Fine. Well, I really thought that would have an effect on
you.
You
honestly
asked.
Thought that one would?
Yes, I
you
did. I really did. I thought that was lovely.
I'm going to do a sad story next week. I'll do it next week.
Have you
week.
Got one?
No, but I'll do it next time.
But I don't need to feel more sad. I feel sad all the time.
But I'll find you one as an example of what you. I think you should
okay,
be bringing
great.
Me.
Okay, great. Brilliant. Please do.
Well, I will.
But you haven't felt sad from your own stories that you find, so...
Sunil, don't do it. She'll just sob. It'll just... I once showed her a trailer for an Adam Curtis documentary.
Oh, God. They're intense, though.
Bleak, and she just sobbed and said that life was pointless.
So I know what'll get her.
Yeah. If you show her Adam Curtis, she'll cry.
Have you heard of the Yellowstone National Park?
Yes.
Have you heard of the volcano they've got there?
No.
Because when it goes off, and it will... And we're overdue for one now by about 50,000 years. Should have happened 50,000 years ago, so it's about to go. When it does, that's the end of life on the planet.
That's such rubbish. Where did you read that? Look on the internet.
So you told her.
I didn't read in a book.
The thing is, you told her something so sad, she won't believe it.
I just blocked it out.
You're now like the Extinction Rebellion deniers who say climate change isn't real because it's easier than accepting.
Well, what's the point in doing this? What's the point in supporting Peace for Express? What's the point in doing anything if we're just going to die from a volcano?
That's a
good point.
We don't live anywhere near the volcano.
If you think about all the...
How far can
ash,
a volcano travel?
The amount of ash it pumps into the atmosphere means it blocks out the sun, so we'll be in perpetual winter.
It'll be an ice age for a long time. Humanity will survive. But it'll be
there's no sunlight, yeah. So we can't grow
a very small,
hardy bunch.
Part of yeah,
you're gonna have to learn how to kill or be killed.
I'll kill you.
Why? You have to find me. You have to go to North London first
I'll
and kill me.
I'll go to North London. I'll kill you first, just to prove that I can.
Well, I think you could kill a person. Yeah.
If they annoyed me enough, I think I could actually.
I think you could kill that woman who crashed into your car like a year ago.
Well, to be fair, you were at fault, though, right?
I thought you weren't. That's what you insisted.
I thought I wasn't. And then a year later, I thought back. Anyway, my car insurance has gone up either way. So it doesn't matter if I admit fault or not, because she ruined my life.
What's her name?
I don't know her name.
What did you tell her your name was again?
Harriet Mayer.
Well, that's near enough.
No, but that's the point. I don't know if you can admit
to.
I was trying to make up a name.
I don't think you can admit to fraud on a podcast. We might have edited that out.
Well, this is all just a joke. It's just a joke. Funny joke. But it did have real consequences because my car insurance did go up by £30 a month.
You have no idea what to do when you get caught out, do you? Like, you won't. You never double down. You just back out slowly and badly.
Okay, well, this has been
as
fun.
Your light disintegrates in front of you.
I'm moving house. Well, we have some pizzas to eat. Everyone seems really glad that I ordered them.
How long have we been
40
talking?
40 quid worth of pizza there. So,
That might be why Pizza Express is failing, because that is not 40 quid's worth of pizza.
Is that 40 quid?
Well, I gave a tip for the driver.
How much?
But, what, a pound?
That was 40 quid.
This is 40 quid.
Two pizzas.
How are they not making money?
Stop! You're doing the opposite of what you're meant to do. You're meant to say how good
actually,
it is.
I go back on everything we said. Pizza Express
should fail. No, you're doing the opposite of what I was meant to do.
If Pizza Express is that expensive, if it's that expensive.
It's not if you're in the restaurant. It's to eat it in the privacy of your own home.
Privacy?
To have it like quietly at home, you have to pay a supplement.
Is that what it says on the website? So eat it in the privacy.
No,
ground.
Pay a supplement. I just know what they're going for. If you don't want to eat like a cattle in a shed,
you mean a cow? A cattle?
You can eat at home, but you'll have to charge for it because somebody's had to deliver it, and you get to eat in your own nice surroundings. Anyway, Pizza Express is great. No one. Why do you look so scared?
I'm not scared. So just astonished at what's happening. I think it was really well timed and everything. Really well done.
Really good. Anyone who watched, they could have seen when I ordered it actually on my phone.
This would be glad so we're filming
thing
it now.
That,
aren't we?
Yeah, think a little secret for people that were watching could see.
And I'm glad Bobby blew loads of vape in your face as well for the video as well.
Don't.
What?
Anyway, does anyone have anything to promote?
Oh, us?
Yeah.
I'm on a stop smoking documentary. Which I think you can Google somewhere.
How's that going?
Well, they didn't succeed.
Have you stopped?
No, but I'm going to read Alan Carr's Easy Way to Stop Smoking this week, so I'll probably stop.
You've read that before, haven't you?
Yeah, I worked for a year, and then I went on holiday.
All right, well, once a year, read
it. I stopped before your wedding.
Yeah.
What? We did not request
that. No, you didn't request it, but I knew that if I went to your wedding, I'd smoke loads, because it's a big day.
Yeah.
Lots of people, you know. So, yeah.
You'd be too overjoyed, look emotional. You'd just want to smoke lots of cigarettes. Cause
it's on Change or something, Vice, one of those.
Very different things. One is a charity.
You'll see it somewhere.
We're on a show called Pants on Fire, which is on E4.
Thursday.
Every Thursday at 9 p.m.
When's it starting?
Last Thursday.
Oh, it's starting.
So thank
and
you
I'm also on a show called, I'm hosting a reality show called Killer Camp. That's like Love Island meets... like a murder mystery. It's amazing. And it's on the last Halloween week on ITV2.
Every day for a week?
Yeah.
Sweet.
So watch it.
So there's a lot of us out there. I'm sorry. Also, I'm still got a couple of tour dates left. Check out harrietkemsey.com. I think the only ones that will be left is Leeds and Dorchester.
You're not doing Bath then?
No, I'm sorry. I don't know what happened to the Bath day.
No, I was just wondering.
No, I know.
I would have gone to see it then.
I know. No, oh,
I've seen it.
I was
going
to get you to open for me. Remember? It was going to be
a
real
really
power
perform
move.
In my
I was going to make
hometown.
You open for me. So this is my opener.
Okay.
It's a real power move.
Is that a power move?
It was when I did it. Yeah. So I didn't do it. If I was going to do it to you.
That seems
I
rude.
I wouldn't do it to anyone else, but to Sunil I would. I'd say. Everyone
you've
be
hired
nice
so many
to
people
him.
To open. Oh, yeah. I wouldn't open for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, but they were friends. With you, it's different. It's like a colleague thing.
Professional
yeah.
rivalry.
Professional rivals. okay. Well.
Thanks very much.
Thanks. Thanks, Elliot. Elliot, do you need anything for your house?
Oh, piggy bank.
You can
for
have this
Elliot.
One if you want.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, well, we solved that quite quickly.
Like and subscribe and review, I guess.
I'd like to keep my piggy bank, thank you.
Okay, sorry, Elliot. I think it's stoppered with a sock as well, so it might not work. Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.